everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Matters, a podcast where we talk about all things marketing and how it relates to your business. I'm your host, Lena Rice, and today I have my lovely co-host, Sarah.
Hi.
I feel like I always say that I'm the host, but like, you're on every podcast, yeah. So you're the co-host.
That's okay. You can be the host. I'm totally fine with that.
I don't know. It's okay. Anyway, last time you heard us, there was a thunderstorm. Super fun. Today, it is a lovely 80-something degrees outside.
So beautiful.
I literally am wearing the first long-sleeve shirt of the season. It's amazing. Super exciting.
It only took till September 29th to actually be fall in Texas.
Yeah. Crazy, but we'll take it. So, okay, Sarah. Today, this is really your topic.
Yeah.
Although I feel like that's how it all come across. But anyway, people listening are probably like, do you have any topics?
No, you totally do.
I don't know.
Podcasting.
So, yeah. But you can only talk about podcasting on a podcast so much.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about lead generation, how to measure it, how to do it on the marketing side, when it goes to the sales team, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. All the lovely things that go with lead generation, which is a hot topic because everyone needs leads.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce lead generation to the audience who may have like a small foundation, because I mean, they are business owners. They know that they need leads, but maybe expand on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So first, lead generation is truly B2B or business to business marketing's bread and butter. It is what you want out of your B2B marketing. And if you're not generating leads out of your B2B marketing, then you're not doing it right. Right? Yeah. Like, that is the end goal. In the end, marketing is about driving revenue. And then the business to business world, leads are what drive revenue. So they're really, really important, and they should always, always be top of mind. The process for how you're generating leads, following up on leads, capturing them, and closing the sale is essential to any really strong marketing strategy.
Yeah.
But because we're in marketing, lead generation looks different to us than it does
definitely
to the sales teams that we work with.
Right.
So we're going to talk more about what the process of lead generation looks like, because it is so many more steps than just getting a lead and then closing the sale, especially because in B2B businesses, the lead time for leads, or the time it takes for leads to actually close, is months. There is a lot of time between when someone learns about you or becomes interested in what you do or what you sell and when you actually close the sale, because you're dealing in high value, complex products and services.
Yeah, and then you got to get, you know, someone's cousin's aunt to approve something. It's just how business works around here.
Yeah, for us, for sure. Yeah. So there's a lot of steps that go through that. And then a transition between when we deal with the leads to when the sales team captures the leads. And in some companies, you might not even have a sales team. So then it's a discussion about when does marketing end, although I don't like saying end because it doesn't really end, but when is that transition point between when we pass off the leads to when you can use them as actionable leads to follow up on and close?
Yeah, no, I mean, and it's totally true. So I think from my perspective, the best way to really talk about this is through your funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you love the funnel. I think we actually talked about the funnel.
There's so many funnels, Lena.
Oh, there's a lot of funnels.
Not even kidding.
That's fair.
So
many
funnels.
So why don't you introduce us to the lead generation funnel?
Yes. So this is the process of what this actually looks like in terms of how it goes through the lead first coming into your funnel.
Yeah.
To when it goes to the sales team, to when it drives revenue for your business.
Right.
So at the very beginning, inbound marketing, which is our bread and butter, is what we do a lot of. That's the content marketing that pulls people in, right? Like that's the social media posts that people see that show up on their feed, and then they learn about your brand. Or it's the really great article you wrote that was very much about value adding information that you're communicating to your customer that pulls them into your website. So these are all things that pulls the customer in, introduces them to your brand, to your value, to your messaging.
Could you say that A lot of our clients right now are at conferences. It's conference season. Yes. Could you say that a booth at a conference also falls into that category?
So actually, booths at conferences are what I would call outbound marketing.
Oh.
And so the difference here is that this is when you are meeting the customer where they are.
Right.
So in inbound marketing, you're pushing out content that attracts people to, you're pulling them in.
Gotcha.
In outbound marketing, you're pushing your messaging to customers. So gotcha. When you go to a conference, you're pushing your brand out in front of the faces that you want to be in front of.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So the other stuff, like the flyers or the case studies,
right.
That is a piece of inbound marketing that you bring with you.
Yeah.
That people are like, oh, that's really cool, but the actual booth itself and you going to a conference.
Sure, sure.
And outbound marketing is actually a lot about integrating the sales team.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you want the face, the account manager, the account executive,
correct.
The one that's going to be in charge of taking care of the customer and their
right.
needs. They want to be out in front of the customers. And so
right.
that's when you integrate your sales team to go to these conferences,
sense.
Have the face-to-face meetings, all that good stuff. So they're pushing out the content, attracting a lot of interest, starting the conversations
yeah.
about, oh, I'm actually considering this product. I have this need or this challenge, and this would be a great solution for it. Those
yeah.
are the perfect conversations. So that is a really qualified lead, right? If it matches
right.
your consumer profile, if it matches your target market, and they're really interested in what you're pushing,
mm-hmm.
that's a lead. And then we get to the point of how do you measure that?
Mm-hmm.
And then at what point do you push it through the rest of the sales journey? So with tracking and reporting, we actually do a lot of that because inbound marketing pulls in a lot of leads. So tracking that and reporting on that from your website visits, contact form submissions, social media clicks, things like that, or engagements, that is what's tracked, reported. Initial contacts can be automated. So if someone clicks on an ad or someone clicks on a certain article on your webpage,
yeah.
you can send them a pop-up. You can get an email pushed out to them if they entered
mm-hmm.
their email address. Some kind of initial contact to introduce yourself,
yeah.
enter their world, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's when our job stops. The sales team. Pick it up, and
right.
they can have their really personal conversations about what
right.
they need, how we're going to customize the solution, and what it's going to take to close the sale.
No, I think that's all great. You know, I think that for those who maybe get a little bit confused about sales and marketing, we have a great episode. If you want to go deep dive into the differences, I cannot off the top of my head remember what the episode was called.
Probably something like sales versus marketing.
It's got to be something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Clearly, I'm not prepared.
We did talk about it, though.
We've definitely talked about it. But basically, to give you the rundown, in case you can't find it, because I'm a terrible host, the essence of that conversation was we gave this analogy, which is sales is your, or sorry, marketing is
yes.
your artillery,
yes.
and sales is your infantry. So if you think about it from a military perspective, and if you listen to the episode, we don't know what we're talking about when it comes to the military, and that still stands. We have still not read up on our
yes.
military history, but it's a pretty universal concept that people can tend to grasp, so that's the way that we like to give it to our clients,
mm-hmm.
and it's gone a long way.
Yeah.
So, for those who needed the little, oh, okay, so that's the difference.
Yes, and one key takeaway in walking through that whole funnel or process or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Is sales and marketing are consistently integrated, right? Like there's some
right.
there's some components of it
as
where,
they should be.
Yes. Where marketing is the one that champions
right.
that specific phase
right.
of the funnel.
Well,
but then sales comes in and helps.
Exactly. So I just think about our clients, right? Our clients come to us and they're like, oh, we need help with marketing. And it's like, great, we'll build your website, we'll do your social media, whatever it is that they need. Well, who do we usually end up talking to? We usually end up talking to the salespeople at some point in time
mm-hmm.
because it's so important that what we're doing is helping them.
Yes.
It all needs to tie together. Because if we're selling a message that is not what the salespeople are selling,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem.
Yes.
So you do want to make sure they go together.
And vice versa too, because sales teams are talking to the people
right.
that marketing teams are
exactly.
messaging to on different channels.
Exactly.
So they're hearing feedback from
right.
these prospective clients, or if they keep coming across a pain point that
yeah.
is not being addressed in the messaging, we
yeah.
need to know about it. That is so important. Sales teams are also research teams. Like, oh, they're having the interviews and they're doing the in-person surveys or
That's always my favorite part is when a client comes back to us and they're like, oh, you know, their client, because we're in B2B. They're like, oh, the client absolutely loved this. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, because you're speaking to the people.
Exactly.
Yep.
So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, now that you kind of know what leads are, how lead gen works, we're going to talk about how you measure those leads, because analytics matter, which is another episode of ours if you want to go listen to it. Okay, we'll be right back.
ADV Marketing is a marketing consulting agency that works alongside your business to develop high quality and cost effective marketing materials designed to impress. Our team of content creators and marketing strategists deeply value the relationship we develop with each client. Our relationship driven business model and customized marketing solutions make us the perfect partner for small businesses looking to grow. Everyone has a story worth telling. Let's tell yours.
And we're back.
Yay.
It's always good to be back.
Yeah, it is good to be back.
I don't know. I feel like we haven't recorded one of these in a while.
I know. I don't know why I feel that way.
Probably because it's just been really busy.
But it's nice to be here.
It is. I just love getting to sit down and talk about marketing topics because, yeah. I mean, it's our life.
It is our life. A good life.
It's a good life. No, it's great. It's awesome. I'm volunteering for something and I'm going to be a photographer. And it was so funny because they needed a volunteer. And I was like, oh, well, like, I can do that. And I was already volunteering for something else. And they kind of gave me a look. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I do this for a living. And they were like, oh, great. Yeah. And I'm just like, yep, this is what I do.
Yep.
So, okay, Sarah. Mm-hmm. You talked about lead generation. You talked about the funnel, which, as we know, we love our funnels around here.
So many funnels.
Let's talk about measuring those leads.
Yes.
How would you even start to measure those leads, quality of leads? Because as a salesperson, I just think back to when we went to a conference last year and we came back and we were in our hotel room and Kara had like a stack of business cards that were just, it was tall.
Yeah.
And I would just add mine to her stack and there were so many business cards that we got from people. And it's just like, okay, how do you go through those and figure out which ones are quality leads versus which? And obviously, most people, that's not, they're working in a very different space. But that's my connection.
I mean, first, a stack of business cards, we always love to
see. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and that's awesome. But measuring leads is very specific because it's a mix of tracking and research.
Sure.
That goes into the actual report and the leads that you can pass off to the sales team.
Yeah.
Now, the line between marketing and sales gets a little fuzzy here because some marketing teams take it upon themselves to qualify the leads before they even go to the sales team. Other times, sales teams are the ones that qualify those leads.
Which I do think it's a joint effort.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're doing the account-based marketing approach, that's even more intensive in a way because you start with an ideal customer profile. So theoretically, the leads they are getting in are very targeted and specific to that ICP or ideal customer profile target. And then it becomes even more integration between marketing and sales because you want to make sure that's aligned.
Right.
Anywho's. It is a mix between tracking what you're getting, so all the clicks, all the engagement, whether they're qualified or not, tracking those, putting them in a spreadsheet, a report, whatever you do to look at all of those, and then researching to qualify them or to find people within the company that you saw visit or the industry that you saw visit or something like that. So you find interest from a certain company or industry and then figuring out, well, how do you make that an actionable lead?
Right.
So it's a mix. And finding those key points of contact to become leads is a big part of it. And through the digital channels, which we very much live in that space because we are marketing, content marketing, inbound marketing, all that good stuff. Digital channels don't always have a very straightforward way of telling you who exactly clicked on what exact link and all that good stuff. or who exactly clicked through on your LinkedIn but maybe didn't like it, so you can't see who liked it, all that
yeah.
stuff. So making sure you have a way of at least finding maybe they're a key decision maker at right. the company that did like your ad.
Yeah.
Or they are someone who could influence the key decision maker.
Right.
Something like that. That requires research and really diving in. And sometimes LinkedIn stalking companies.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm well, not above.
I think one thing, you know, you talked about how it's good to look at who is engaging. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we just have to put out there, because clients love to ask.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because, as we all know, tracking laws are becoming more and more rigorous. So definitely, especially email is a big one. Website tracking, big one. Mm-hmm. So just be nice to your marketing team if they tell you you can't have it. But also just think about, like, is this creepy? If I were on Nike's website and they phone called me right after getting off their website, like, would that be creepy?
Yes, it would. And you wouldn't be like, man, Nike's not really somewhere I want to really buy from because they creep me out a little bit. Like,
so just think about it that way.
Yeah.
And make sure you're within regulations, which your marketing team should know about the regulations.
I really think our listeners would really not want to be immediately emailed by every single website they visit in a day.
Okay, imagine this. Imagine that you're listening to this podcast right now, and then Sarah or I call you, and we're like, hey, have you listened to these other podcasts that we've made? Like, that's creepy.
Yeah, it's just a little weird. And you don't want to weird out your customers. We have talked about this repeatedly.
Because it's a problem.
No, it is. And, like, we just don't want to do that. No negative feelings towards your brand. That is your end goal. And creeping them out is really a negative feeling that you want to avoid. So please don't do that. But what you can do is the research behind it.
Yes.
And then you can see who you could contact that would be interested.
Correct.
And you don't want to contact people that aren't interested. And right. that just takes research to figure out who you should contact yeah. and when. Although,
exactly.
you reminded me of a key point. Oh. This is a frequently asked question by a lot of our clients.
Awesome.
And
love those.
It's, when do you put a wall up in front of the content to collect email addresses
yeah.
so you know who exactly is clicking yeah. on it, and when do you not? Because the trade-off there is if you require people to put in their email address
right.
to download the file.
Some will, some won't.
Or whatever you made that's high-value content, some won't. Because they don't want to give you their email.
Yeah.
Which is a good indication that you probably shouldn't yeah. be contacting them. So some won't do it. Well, if it was anonymous downloading, then they might do it. And then they might even get more interested because they
sure.
have that information. And then
sure.
go further along in the journey.
Yeah.
So it's just a trade-off between what content on your website or social media or ad campaigns you
yeah.
put behind a wall like that and what you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to opt for a mix.
I definitely think that you should do a mix. I think that the way that I think about it is, could you sell this piece of content?
Mm-hmm.
If that was your business model. Obviously, typically the content you're creating, you're not trying to sell any of it because you're prioritizing the actual thing that you're trying to sell, which is whatever your business provides.
Mm-hmm.
But pretend that you're in the business of selling this content. Would you sell it? And if you would sell it, then it's probably a good enough quality to put it behind a wall.
Yeah.
And then if you're like, it's really not that valuable, no one would buy it, make it free, make it easy to download.
Yeah, because there is benefit to just widely distributing what you
oh,
have
definitely.
And the information that you're providing to your audience. But then obviously there's also value in generating the leads that
yeah.
you can contact and follow up on.
Right.
So always a trade-off with that, and that is a big part of measuring leads and measuring who exactly clicked on what and who's interested when.
Right.
Events, obviously much easier because you collect business cards. So
sure.
there's different ways of tracking that. Always, you should have a CRM, a
yes.
customer relationship management.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
I know what a CRM is.
Yes, that's what it is.
But I don't know what it stood for. But anyway,
yeah.
so that, you need a system for that so you can
Which
put in
those
names. Which is
more on your sales team.
Yes.
That is going to be your sales team's life.
Yes.
Our life is Adobe Suite. Their life is a CRM.
Yes. And we integrate with CRMs.
Oh, totally.
Like, that's important.
We do.
Because that's that transition
mm-hmm.
between marketing and sales
yep.
is the integration between
Correct.
What we use and
One
what
of
they use.
The easiest examples to give is when we send out newsletters for clients.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to integrate those contact lists with the CRM.
Yes. So that is also a big part of measuring leads, is having that integration as well as just being able to measure them in general.
Right.
But another element in this is, depending on your product or service, there's something called life cycle marketing. And the whole philosophy behind life cycle marketing is you're giving the customer the right content at the right time in their journey.
Yep.
So in maintaining these leads and not letting them cool off or get outdated or they move on to another competitor, anything like that, maintaining the, I think they call it keeping the lead warm. I don't know. Keeping the connection warm. I mean,
that works.
I don't know. But anyway. I'm marketing, not sales. But in lifecycle marketing, maintaining the leads is a great way, a good way to keep the lead alive.
Yes.
But also, it's the whole philosophy of you're catering to that lead's specific position in their journey.
Which we do a lot of this through social media marketing because social media is such a low-cost way to market. So what we often do is we will have posts that are geared towards the potential customer, posts that are geared towards the existing customer, posts that are geared towards an old customer, and we try to keep that content fresh and relevant for all of the categories because you don't want to neglect one.
Mm-hmm. A good example of this also from a marketing side is you put out organic social media content as inbound marketing to attract people. Those people are attracted by your content, click through to your website.
Yeah.
On your website, the lead tracking software tracks that they came.
Right.
And then downloads that into a spreadsheet or some sort of tracking file. You upload that back to an ad campaign, and then you retarget them. So this is all about retargeting. But you produce different content to appeal to their specific stage. So because you're retargeting them and they already know about you, and already investigate you a little bit, then maybe you can go deeper into like the consideration or the benefits or more details about the value behind your product. So that's just an example. We have done that for clients before.
Right.
It's really nice when that all streamlines.
Yes.
And then what's great is when, if they click on the ad or download whatever you want them to download, enter their email, whatever, then you set up an automation that sends them an initial contact, pushing them further down.
We need to do an episode about automation because it's a big thing in marketing.
And what's hard is personalization
Well,
is
sure.
so big. So you have to automate personalization, which seems like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
But it's just how marketing is nowadays. So naturally it's complex. That's a big component of it. But it's also about keeping up with the industry. And automation is a big part of keeping up with
It totally is nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, you gave us so much great information to
all
think about.
All about the leads.
Yep, all about the leads, which is super important. So what would you say is the number one thing people should walk away from this podcast today with?
Honestly, if your marketing's not helping generate leads, then something's wrong with your marketing. And if you can't report on the leads being generated, then something's wrong with your reporting. So it all goes back. Your end goal is to drive revenue, and leads is the first step in that.
Yeah. I was yawning. I promise. I was just up late. But yes. No. I think that that is all so helpful and so great.
Yes.
So we will be back week after next. Yes. Yes. That's how often we post.
Yes.
So definitely be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye. Bye.